Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. O Muslims, do not let your lands become a stage for the colonizers' armies. Translated. The British government has announced the deployment of a low-cost anti-drone weapon in its military operations in the Middle East. In a statement, it said, quote, "The new system has now been deployed in theaters of operations in the Middle East region," unquote. It also stated that Britain, quote, "will contribute with drones, fighter jets and warships to a multinational mission to secure the Strait of Hormuz," unquote. France has also set the aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle and a group of its frigates to the Middle East. All of this is in addition to the American military presence in Muslim lands, the presence of the Jewish entity in Palestine, Lebanon and Syria, and its secret camps in Iraq. The corrupt rulers of the Muslims have turned our lands into a stage for the armies of the kafir, disbelieving colonial powers, in exchange for their masters keeping them in their crooked thrones. They tear the lands apart, prevent its unity, stand as an insurmountable barrier against the implementation of Islam, and turn the armies into slaves and guards for themselves and their treacherous regimes. They treat the lands as their own private estates, monopolizing its wealth and resources. O armies of the Muslim lands, how long will you remain silent regarding the actions of these Rawabida, insignificant, ignorant rulers? Are you not the impregnable fortress of your lands? Is it not your duty to protect the land and its people? Or has your Aqidah, creed, been altered under the pretext of obeying the rulers, even though you know there is no obedience to any creature in disobedience to the Creator, and that those whom you obey today will disown you on the Day of Judgment? Then you will be unable to disown them in that momentum stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that you are responsible for the crimes of the rulers in your country and that you are capable of changing them. So do so before you regret it when it will be too late to regret. O Muslims, it is time for you to shake off the dust of humiliation from yourselves, the humiliation caused by your Rawabida rulers in their disobedience to their masters from the kafir colonial states. It is time for you to change their evils. In addition to the evils and blatant disbelief that are protected by their man-made constitutions, they have made the country a stage for the armies of the kafir colonial states who do not want good for you and who plunder your wealth and public property and prevent you from striving for Allah's pleasure by implementing His Sharia and carrying His message to the people as the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and His companions radiallahu anhum and the Khalifs after him did. O Muslims, the days and events of recent years have proven that you are capable of confronting your enemies and that your enemy, without the treachery of your rulers and their conspiracies against you, cannot do anything in your lands. Remember that you are the best ummah brought forth for humankind because of your belief in Allah and your commanding what is good and forbidding what is evil. So hasten to the true change to which Hizb ut-Tahrir, the leader that does not lie to its people, calls you. Work with it to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, to the method of the prophethood, to repel the armies of the kafir countries from our lands, or to make it a graveyard for them. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.